I'd like to start off by thanking the elders along with Will for allowing me to come up here tonight. I'm not really sure what to do with my hands, so I'm just going to leave them on the podium. Building a house can be quite a difficult task, but the most important part is having a solid foundation. Without a solid foundation, the house will not prevail. Matthew 7, 24 through 27, it reads, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." In a spiritual manner, building our faith and following God's word is like building a house. You have to have a solid foundation. You must have a correct foundation. There are many steps to building a solid and correct foundation. The first is breaking ground. In Romans 10:17, it reads, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." We can consider this as the start of our foundation. Once you have heard and you believe, then you have officially broke ground. The next step in building your spiritual foundation is repentance. If you would please turn to Luke 13:3. In it reads, "I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." This can be considered as when you first start getting your materials and begin the next stage of building your spiritual foundation. The third step of building your spiritual foundation is confession. This is when you start laying your block, but you want to be careful how you start this process because you want your foundation to be flush and plumb, and also identical to what the plans say. Turn to 1 Peter 2:6, please. It reads, "Therefore, it is also contained in the scripture, 'Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame.'" If we put the scripture to work in our own lives and look at Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, which reads, "That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." This calls us to action. After confession, we must move on to the final stage of our spiritual foundation, which is baptism. This is when the block has been laid and the inspector has checked that everything has been done correctly and square. This is when you are ready to move on and be baptized. In Acts 2:38, Peter said, "Repent and be baptized." And in Romans 6:4, it reads, "Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of our Father, even so we should also walk in newness of life." After you have finished your foundation and you've been baptized, you can move on to continue to build your spiritual house. In Philippians 1:6, it states, "Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." Unlike our worldly homes, our spiritual homes are never finished until the day of Jesus' return. If there is anybody tonight who is stuck at a certain point of their foundation and needs help, or feels they have already finished their foundation or in need of any other assistance, come to the front as we stand and we sing.